Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, the Honorable Brian Benjamin, who is the Lieutenant Governor of New York. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
So glad to be here.
Our pleasure. So, looking at the education system, New York has the most segregated school system in the country.
Yes, we do.
The country. And that has been happening for the past decade. As a parent of two beautiful black girls.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What are your concerns for those parents who don't have a voice and your recommendations as Lieutenant Governor?
Sure. My biggest concern is that I want to make sure in every single community there are quality educational options and opportunities for people. You know, when we lived in Brooklyn, my mother and I used to get on a bus and a train, the B83 to Broadway Junction to get on the train so that we can get me to a decent Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I had to get up and pass public schools on the way there. I want to make sure that we have quality options for families in our communities. But I think we're investing the money. We're investing record money in education. The campaign for fiscal equity, which was a campaign to make sure that we provided the billions of dollars that are required in schools of color to make sure that they have the same competitive opportunities than some of our schools in other neighborhoods. But I think while that's important, I think we have to understand a lot of times by the time some of our kids get to school, it's late, right? We haven't invested in the early education. We haven't invested in the childcare, giving parents the tools that they need to help raise and prepare their children for a future. How are we, you know, for some kids, they need a broader family to help them get to where they need to go. And so for me, that's a big priority. And I think it's not only an issue of more money, but how are we spending the money? How are we ensuring that those dollars are being held accountable for delivering real results in our community? That is something that is usually happens on the local level. The mayor does control and manage the schools with the school's chancellor. But in our investments, we're investing in ways where we're ensuring that the schools that have been historically left out, the schools that don't have the fancy PTAs with the $1 million endowments, mm-hmm. that those schools are getting the resources that they need. We just need to make sure that those monies are spent in a way that are helping these kids live a great life.
So do you think open enrollment could be a solution?
I am a strong believer that choice matters. I think that parents should have choice. I think that choice would assist better decision making by the schools themselves if they know that parents can vote with their feet. And I believe we should do it within the public school system because, you know, I went to Brown and business school and I believe that, you know, results matter. And I believe parents should not be obligated to schools that don't work for their children.
Okay. So, Mr. Benjamin, how can one support and also find more information about your candidacy?
Absolutely. You can go to brianbenjamin.org. Please reach out. I'm very available on social media. People find me. Brian Benjamin, New York is my handle. Just find me and reach out to me. Go on my Facebook page, send me a message, and we'll connect you to the campaign team.
Okay. So thank you so much, sir, for sharing this great information and, you know, handling those topics that are so important to us. And we look forward to having you back again.
And thank you to Caribbean American Weekly for all the hard work that you're doing to make sure that our community, and when I say our, I got to now talk about my Caribbean family, that our community has access to information, hears from their leaders. And I can say, you know, it is, I am the first Lieutenant Governor of Caribbean descent, but I will not be the last. We're going to continue to build a pipeline, and I'm part of that. Amazing, talented individuals, a number of whom live in Brooklyn, so that we can have those opportunities. I think of Senator Roxanne Prasad mm-hmm. from Guyana, who's a great sister. Oh my God, I can start going on and on. I'll be here for 30 hours. I don't want anyone to get mad at me. But we have a lot of great Caribbean American legislators who are fighting for our issues, fighting for our communities. And so I'm honored to be one of those representatives.
Okay, and we're honored to have you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.